Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In mid-19th century Barbados, the main mode of inter-Caribbean transport was by schooner. Schooners also brought cargo from the United States of America, especially from the eastern seaboard. The main hazard posed to these schooners was the danger of high seas, where many were lost due to bad weather. On this day, May 28, 1840, however, one of the schooners, the Shetland, caught fire while docked on the wharf in Bridgetown. The Barbadian newspaper noted that the city of Bridgetown, known for its large uncontrollable fires, was thrown into a level of high alarm with the discovery of a fire on board the schooner Shetland. The American schooner, which had arrived a few days prior from Boston, was laden with cargo such as ice, ice meats, poultry, etc. The newspaper reported that concerns were raised by persons in the surrounding areas due to the Shetland's proximity to the pier opposite the ice house and other dock vessels. These fears were also noted by the owner of the Shetland, whose loss would be great, as it seemed an impossible task to extinguish the blaze found in the hold of the vessel. Under the direction of Lieutenant Durbin of Her Majesty's Brigantine Griffon, the Shetland was towed out of the pier. However, on the pier, Deputy Inspector Agard and the police body was able to maintain a level of calm during the chaotic event. In order to save the vessel from complete destruction, the Shetland was scuttled. That is, it was intentionally sunk once it was determined that the fire could not be subdued. After an investigation had been carried out, it was determined that the fire was started due to the carelessness of a person carrying a candle not housed in a lantern. The open light then set fire to the straw and shavings used to keep the ice on board in the hold. On the following day, a public sale took place on the items which were saved from the blaze.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.